There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK Podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon.
Oh, hey girls, me is Andy.
We're in a different room today.
We are in a different room today. We're in the, what I like to call the lounge room. Mm. I like to call the drawing room. What I like to call the living room.
Normally we let Ian have this, don't we?
Yes, Ian is normally sat in here in silence because we cannot risk there being any noise from the other room.
No.
But he's out. He's out.
Yeah.
So we've got the flat to ourselves. We're going to watch a chick flick after this, I imagine.
Yeah.
We're going to eat some chocky, drink some rosé wine, that sort of thing. Just really get down with our bad lady selves.
Yeah.
That come out wrong. That's not what I meant. That's not at all what I meant.
Anna's drinking a cup of tea and there's a heat wave.
Cup of tea. No, but apparently if you drink tea, it makes you cooler. Because it's... Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. I read it somewhere. It's a conspiracy theory.
Horrible.
Oh, come on. Yeah, but you don't drink tea anyway.
I don't drink tea anyway. I've got a nice ice cold water.
You wouldn't get it. So so why are people here, Rhiannon? Give us a lowdown.
People are here to hear real life stories, disgusting things. I've definitely got a penis this week, at least
penis.
One.
Okay, that's good news. Basically the kind of things that you would find in your real life magazines, your take a breaks, your pick me ups, your real people. Stuff like that, and also in the weird news section of the World Wide Web.
One of the stories I've got today is in the health section.
Oh, well, that's...
And it's not. It's a full-on lol penis story.
Oh, great news. Would it be educational to someone? Is that why it's in the health section?
A very small amount of people.
Small amount of people, yeah. With a small amount of penis.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's great news. So, have we got any housekeeping? Is there anything we have to talk about? Is there anything important to mention? Is there anything that I've been doing recently that I need to talk about? Not really.
What have you been up to?
Not a lot, Rhiannon. Is there anything you've been doing recently that you need to get off your chest?
I just know you phrased it in such a way, a weird way, because like, what is the answer? Anna, have you been doing anything recently? I've been impregnated.
Yes, she has, ladies and gentlemen.
So, yeah.
Rhiannon is well and truly growing a small baby right inside of her body.
Yeah.
Should have... Had bum sex.
Anna's nearly mentioned it on the podcast at least five times.
So many times. We weren't hiding it from you. We just wanted to make sure everything's all right. And yes, before you ask, it is my baby. So
it's Anna's baby. Everything's fine. I have put like something up on my purse. Not an announcement, you understand.
Sure. No. Not scam photo.
I think like some oil I was putting on my big fat stomach.
Sure.
And... two IRL listeners, if that's you, I can't remember who you were, sorry.
She's got baby brain.
I've got baby brain.
She's got baby brain.
Messaged me both to say, should have done it up the bum.
Oh, shit. Why don't you take
up the bum,
own
no
advice?
Baby. Well, I was aiming for baby, so that's
oh,
why.
Oh, fine. I was going to say, you really should have been more careful. Yeah. So, congratulations to Rhiannon. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
You are how far along?
22 weeks.
22 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe... It goes to 40, does it?
It goes to 40.
Is that a thing?
Hopefully.
Okay, well, that's exciting.
Exactly 40 would be good.
God.
Yeah.
It's just wildly exciting.
Mm.
I must say, I shed a tear. I can see the spot we're in when you told me in the kitchen.
And when Anna asked me if I was going back on the diet soon, and I said...
Not because I was judging her, just because we do it together, so I just needed some support.
And I said no.
Not really that bothered
right
now.
I get to eat what I want for 9 months.
I'm thinking about
so good.
Stopping bum sex altogether if this is what happens.
I had halloumi and chips for lunch.
Yes, Rhiannon. I think I've gone off the chips.
No, back on chips. Back on no chicken.
God, Rhiannon can't eat a whole chicken anymore, which is most disappointing.
There was a story today, I didn't do it, about a man who ate his own foot.
In a taco? Yeah, I was thinking about doing that as well, and I honestly didn't know if I could get through it.
No.
So if you are interested in a man who cooked his own amputated foot and put it in a taco and made his mates eat it, then I suggest you Google it yourself, because you will not be doing it.
It's a no-foot zone here.
It's a no from us. So that's very exciting. So Rhiannon's having a baby. It's the very first IRL baby. We've already got an IRL cat. We've got a couple of IRL cats.
Yeah.
But it is officially the first IRL baby, and we couldn't be more excited, could we, Rhiannon?
Send name suggestions.
Yeah.
That I'll probably definitely discount.
Yeah.
We will obviously have to take some time off when I've got a baby.
Yes.
Because I fully assume I'll be a mess.
So the good news is Rhiannon's having a baby. The bad news is we are going to take a little break from IRL just because apparently looking after a baby ain't as easy as I thought it was.
I didn't know.
They're very small, but so you don't have to lift heavy things particularly, but it's just a lot of hard work. So yeah, we will obviously let you know when Rhiannon goes on maternity leave. We will let you know when we're going to take a little break. And hopefully in that time, we might be able to meet up at some point and do a couple of one-offs. Yeah. But this is just us telling you that, we're going to take a little break. But we still love you.
Mm.
And we still will try and keep doing stuff on social media as much as we can. But yeah, Rhiannon deserves a break, poor love.
Hey, what is the IRL maternity policy? How much money do I get?
You get as much as I get paid normally. So okay, it's looking great for nobody. Okay, great. Right. Okay, well, that's a very exciting announcement. That's enough for that. What a fantastic time to be alive. I'm so excited for Rhiannon.
I'm so hot, I might have to take my socks off.
She's wearing a t-shirt with a dress over it, and I'm slightly worried that halfway through the podcast, she's going to take her dress off.
Start whipping things off.
Take off whatever you need to, Rhiannon.
Yeah, I already feel better taking
Poor love's very warm. Oh, I have got a cold compress in the freezer.
Okay.
I'll get that in a minute. Get that after this one. Okay, cool. Well, perhaps we'll stop banging on about you and talk about someone else. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, we've been talking for absolutely ages.
See, it's so all about you today.
Move over to this.
No, you haven't asked me if I've got any announcements.
I asked you if you've been doing anything and you said no.
I haven't been doing anything. Fine.
Exclusive. Man born without a penis will finally be able to have sex for the first time after having £50,000 bionic manhood fitted.
Oh, that's fantastic news.
But Anna, he will have to walk around with a 10-day erection first.
Oh, that's a real shame.
Yeah.
That's a real shame. Is it worth it? But he can just stay at home for 10 days, can't he?
Yeah.
Or what could you wear to cover up a boner?
Nothing.
A big
nothing comes up
a
boner.
A maxi dress, no, probably.
No, and you can always see them.
Yeah, they're gross.
A British man who was born without a penis is preparing to have sex for the first time after being fitted with a bionic.
That's not a thing.
Manhood. Okay. Andrew Wardle successfully underwent the final stage of a £50,000 penile implant operation on Friday and has finally been given the all clear to lose his virginity.
Is there any photo of his smooth spot, or is that unfair?
Not yet.
Okay,
do you know if you're allowed to call it smooth spot?
Of course you are, aren't you? I mean, there's not going to be much there, is there?
No.
No, okay.
He's 44 years old. He's 44 years old. See, I can't talk.
Baby brain.
So he has to basically do a test run for 10 days and have an erection for 10 days before it's allowed to come down.
Is he allowed to do anything with his erection?
No, because he then has to wait 6 weeks before having sex with his girlfriend.
Has he got a girlfriend?
Long-term girlfriend, Anna.
Oh, great. What an understanding lady.
Yeah, she's lovely. Oh, just
I mean, you
pictures.
Can have a good time without the penis.
Can you?
Yeah, I think that's what they're saying in sex education in schools these days.
Is that what they're saying these days?
You can have a good time without the penis. We'll put that on a cushion as well as up the bum, no baby.
Yeah. The successful phalloplasty, which involves having a pump fitted to create an erection, so you have to just pump it up every time you're ready, will allow Andrew to feel like any other man. While he's looking forward to having sex, it's the addition of the male organ that will transform his life.
Oh, yeah. You'll fill out a pair of speedos nicely now.
Yeah.
He must be embarrassed when he goes swimming, do you think, if he's got nothing down there? Or do you think he puts something down there?
Maybe like a little sock, swimming cap.
What if it flops out?
Yeah.
What if a sock falls out of your speedos while you're doing a bomb?
It's really embarrassing.
It's really embarrassing.
I've spent 44 years without a penis and coping, not having sex all that time. It'll take me a while to get in the swing of things, he said.
So he'll be able to, excuse my French, ejaculate?
Don't know.
Okay.
Don't think so.
Will he feel like he is?
I don't know. I think he just gets to pump up the jam.
Will it feel as good as having a penis?
don't know what a penis feels like.
I'd really like to ask him a few questions once he's done it, to just really get an idea of his new life.
Well, he was, let's see if this helps. He was born with a rare beef bear birth defect, which makes, which means other stuff.
Sure.
But basically, he had one testicle, but no penis.
Oh.
So he underwent a procedure to create an artificial opening where he could kind of wee normally.
Okay, great. Opening doesn't sound great, does
it? No, he's had a bad old time with it. He's been depressed, he's had trouble, and he's just really happy. He says that he's going to be, like, normal again.
Well, that's fantastic news for him. I really hope we'll... is this a recent story, so... Are we going to have to wait for an update?
Or? Yeah, this is recent. So he's had the operation, now he's waiting to have sex, basically.
Oh, is there any picture of... I just want to see something.
You really want to see the peen, don't you?
I just want to see what a... What did you call it? A peenie's peen?
What do I call it? A phalloplasty.
Phallipasta. I just want to know... Pasta. I want to know what that looks like, really, but perhaps I'll Google it at another time.
I'm trying to find out whether he can ejaculate. The penis was built from skin, muscles and nerves in his left arm.
Okay.
And a vein in his right leg.
In his right leg?
Right leg.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
They removed all the muscle from my arm.
Ew.
Then gave me a bum lift. The skin on my arm came from my bum.
Oh, right, okay.
Goodness me.
The skin on my arm came from my bum?
Yeah.
So they took so much off his arm that they had to take some off his bum?
Yeah.
God, this better be worth it. Fuck me.
Here we go. Into the new penis is a peanut implant.
Mm.
And then, yeah, basically, you pump it up. I think it's a no to ejaculation.
Oh, that's a no for now.
But I think he said he's just glad he can do it.
Okay. Well, I hope it works out right for him. I hope he hasn't gone to all this effort. And once he's done it, he's like, is this what all the fuss is about?
Yeah.
That'd be annoying.
That would be a real annoyance.
Well, the best of luck to him.
Yeah, so he'll be nearly done with his 10-day erection by the time we come out.
Oh, fantastic. And then he's just got 6 weeks to wait for... Okay.
The real deal.
Okay, okay. This is revolting.
Oh, no.
Woman claims drinking her dog's urine has helped cure her acne.
What? Dog's urine? Not her own?
Yeah, yeah. Because drinking your own would be all right. Yeah. Is that right?
No. But drinking your own is something that people do, isn't it? Like,
oh, God, yeah. One of my friends at school, her mum, used to drink piss all the time and rinse her hair in it after she shampoos.
Oh, because she why said did she it tell made, you that?
I don't know. Like, why would you admit that? This woman says the key to achieving her natural glow is to chug a cup of fresh dog's urine. That's the other thing. She literally puts a cup under his penis.
No.
And then drinks it straight away, warm. Well, straight
it's
from the bladder.
Oh.
American Lynn Liu reckons the yellow stuff has cleared up her acne, and she even claims it can cure cancer.
Sure. No.
In a very disturbing video, we're treated to a demonstration of how Lynn goes about collecting her samples.
Okay.
Many of you have asked me how I always look so good, how my makeup always looks so perfect, or how I always have this natural glow, Lynn says to the camera.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not having a go, but...
How good is her skin? Come on, then.
Terrible. Well, what? It's not like... She hasn't got acne, but it's all dusty and slightly greeny yellow. You know that weird foundation that's greeny yellow colour?
No.
Well, probably from the piss. she then walks her unsuspecting... Like, is this... Animal abuse?
No, okay, dogs can't do anything with a wee, can they?
No, I guess, but it might feel a bit intrusive. She then walks her unsuspecting dog to a tree so it can do its business, and right on cue, it cocks its leg and pees into a plastic cup Lynn has waiting for it.
Ooh.
Without a second's thought... Oh, I wish they wouldn't have written it like this. Without a second's thought, Lynn appears to down the frothy liquid in one.
Frothy.
There's no need. There's no need. There's no need.
That's because it's so fresh.
It's so warm and fresh. some viewers have said the video can't be real as the plastic cup is not in view while the dog pees, but others are convinced by Lynn's lack of hesitation. Looks like frothy piss to me. Yeah. Until I first drank my dog's pee, I was depressed. I was sad and I had bad acne, Lynn says after quenching her thirst.
No.
Dog pee also has vitamin A in it, vitamin E in it, and has 10 grams of calcium, and it's also proven to help cure cancer.
Go to Holland and Barrett and just get all that stuff.
There's loads of different options. The ancient Greeks and Romans were known to practice urine therapy, but unfortunately for Lynn, her cups of urine have absolutely no health benefits, experts say.
No.
It is a common belief that urine is sterile, which normally... Which it normally is if you don't have a problem with your renal tract. Good times.
But that's... a dog might have a problem with their renal tract.
This is Dr. Zubir Ahmed from Medic Spot. Medic Spot, somewhere or other. However, once it leaves the body, it can be contaminated with bacteria. Ingesting bacteria can make you feel unwell and can lead to serious complications. Urination is one way where our body gets rid of toxins by products.
Why? Urine is how you get rid of stuff. Why would
That's the stuff you don't want, right? I just don't understand that. There's no evidence at all that ingesting these substances have any health benefits. While drinking a small amount of urine is unlikely to be hazardous to your health, there is not enough modern evidence of its efficiency to suggest drinking it improves your skin. Ugh. Plus, it's fucking gross.
Fucking disgusting. What's her name again?
Lin Lu.
Lin Lu, you're a joker.
She's a mess. Okay, so a word of advice for the doctor. Don't drink your own piss. Don't drink... A dog's piss.
What about cat's piss?
Don't drink cat's piss.
Would you drink Rodney's piss?
I would not even go near Rodney these days. He's spreading across the dining room table.
Is he getting fat again?
Yeah. I don't know why it suddenly got bad again, but I much prefer it. But
can you take a picture?
I will take a photo, yeah. Most definitely. But no, the answer is no. I would not drink Rodney's piss.
If you had to drink piss to survive, whose piss would you drink? I think top answer is your own, because you just know what's going on.
I don't know. What about a celebrity?
What do you think that'd be better?
I don't know. I'm just thinking at least there's something in that.
A story.
At least there's a story in that. At least I can be on IRL UK.
Yeah.
Well, I think drinking your own piss is enough of a story, actually.
Yeah, I think so.
All I'm saying is that if you needed to drink my piss, I would be short of piss for you.
Good, can't wait.
So you are welcome. That's what friends are for. If you need a godmother,
yeah,
I'm here.
You're here.
Happy to help.
You're drinking a baby's piss.
I'm not drinking a baby's piss. That seems wrong.
Yeah.
That seems worse.
Why?
Don't know. It seems wrong. Just seems much
worse.
But
their insides are purer.
I don't know. I'm not into it.
Grieving widow catches couple having sex near husband's grave.
That is a really disrespectful way of doing it.
Now she's too scared to visit. That is sad.
That is sad. R.I.P.
This is from the local Hull newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Hull Live.
Oh, that sounds very good.
A grieving grandmother says she's too scared to visit her husband's grave after seeing couples having sex in the bushes.
Why specifically that grave? Why are they doing
it? No, just
there?
In that area.
Oh, just in the area.
The area. Kay Cayley, 65, says seeing gangs of youths hanging around Eastern Cemetery and Preston Road, along with thefts and couples having sex in the bushes, have made the resting place unsafe.
Oh, that is a real shame.
I'm having to constantly look over my shoulder at the cemetery to see who is about. I don't feel safe going on there on my own. If my son and daughter aren't with me, I'll only get out of my car if I can see other people paying their respects, because then it's safety in numbers.
Yeah, but what if they pay their respects and then drop the trousers?
Yeah, you think they're paying respects to what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As a result, her family have bought her a panic alarm.
Oh, really?
Most recently, when visiting in the afternoon, the widow and her daughter heard a couple having sex in bushes near the grave.
It might not have been people having sex. It might have been raccoons fighting or hand job. It might have been a hand job.
We were sat at the bench and heard people moaning and having sex.
Oh, my God. It might have been a ghost.
Oh, what?
I don't think it was sex at all. No, I think it was a ghost. If it was moaning, I mean, I don't know what people do when they have sex.
Maybe it's just ghosts having sex.
Or ghosts having sex. We've definitely done stories about that before.
Yeah. We soon moved. It was inappropriate and disrespectful. Mm. I just want to sit on the bench and relax.
Yeah, man.
And peacefully remember my husband. Fair enough.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
There's also been crimes going on around there. It's basically the wrong place to be.
Yeah.
As a solution to the problem, Mrs. Cayley wants to see the bushes trimmed back.
Yeah.
So people can't hide.
Let's get that bush sorted out.
Fucking their bushes.
Yeah. Because if there is no bushes, there is no fucking.
Yeah.
Unless they just do it anyway. And that's where we're
How could you even fuck in a bush though? Like, they're dense.
So many people fucking bushes.
Do they?
Yeah.
Inside a bush.
I think in between two bushes.
Yeah.
I think in between a bunch of bushes.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd necessarily crawl under the bush.
Yeah. I've never had sex in a bush.
No one should. It's incredibly dangerous, I'd imagine.
And especially stop doing it near the graves of people.
Yeah, people are trying to trying to mourn, you know.
Mourn, not moan.
Really, I generally still think it might be a ghost, which is actually more frightening. Are you more frightened of, when you're at home at night, would you be more frightened of a ghost being in the flat or a real person?
Good question.
I just don't know.
I think...
I mean, it just...
depends. A real person. I know, a ghost I'd be more scared of.
You'd be more scared of a ghost?
Yeah.
But a ghost couldn't technically do...
You don't know.
I've seen a lot of films, actually.
A ghost could really hurt you.
Yeah, because I feel like a ghost would maybe never leave, whereas if someone came and burgled you, hopefully that would be the end of it. They'd...
Also, if you saw a ghost, like, most people wouldn't believe you. That'd be annoying. And also, it would basically change your whole belief system about what happens after death.
Shit, man.
It's a lot to think about. Because if you get robbed, that is scary, don't get me wrong. But
oh, yeah, for sure. We're not taking that away from anyone.
I'm going to go person over ghost.
Interesting. Interesting. And that's what this podcast is about. It's about asking the important questions. David Beckham lookalike, who splurged £20,000 on surgery, claims sugar daddies are now funding his new dream to look like Brooklyn.
What?
Fucking dickhead.
How does this
He's
work?
He's a prick. A David Beckham obsessed lookalike, and they've put lookalike in single quote marks.
Is this a real story or a Sunday story?
Oh no, it's genuinely a real story.
Oh my god.
It doesn't look anything like him, which is why they've put it in quotes.
See a picture.
Later. He splurged £20,000 on plastic surgery, is now homeless, and claims five sugar daddies are funding a new dream to look like Brooklyn Beckham.
What?
Jack Johnson said he wants a younger, fresher appearance after attempting to emulate golden balls for years.
Even Brooklyn Beckham doesn't look like a younger David Beckham.
I don't think Brooklyn Beckham looks nice.
Don't you?
He's quite ugly.
Oh.
How old is he? Oh, he's 21.
Yeah, that's fine. You can slag off 21-year-old.
Okay, because I don't want to slag off children.
No.
Unless they're really fucking ugly.
No.
be assured if your child is funky looking, I'll tell you about it.
Please tell me.
But I feel like you'd know anyway. You're the type.
I don't know.
Oh,
if
no,
I
what
know.
If you're going
to be? I was How do you know if you've
cool
got an ugly baby?
Oh, yeah,
I might be an absolute nightmare.
You might be just.
I might start drinking mummy juice.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Is that wine?
It's what mum's called wine.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
Oh God. Are you going to pump your breasts?
Probably, Anna.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
That's something that... That's
know.
Not a, like, bad thing. That's, like, a thing
no,
you have to do.
But what if you get hurt?
This doesn't hurt.
I'm worried about you getting milked.
I'm worried about what you think happens when you have a baby.
I do need you to teach me, I think. The unemployed 21-year-old who appeared on ITV's This Morning in 2016 is now spending between £350 and £400 a week on procedures, including vampire facials and thread facelifts. And he claims five sugar daddies are paying for his transformation into the retired footballer's son.
I'll never not find the word sugar daddies funny.
I know. Oh no, sorry, Brooklyn Beckham's 19. This guy's 21.
Do you feel bad about saying he's ugly now?
I feel a little bit worse, yeah. I've been busy finding myself over the last few months. Well, that sounds great. I've been busy touching myself over the last few months, and now I want to look like Brooklyn Beckham, Jack told Mirror Online. David is obviously very attractive, but he's getting older now, and I want a younger, fresher look.
Yeah.
Brooklyn is more in the limelight now when I go to my surgeon or beauty therapist, I take a picture of him. This is him when he thought he looked like David Beckham, just to be clear.
He looks more like Rick Waller.
He really doesn't have a good look.
After he lost the weight,
he's a mess. Is he alright, Rick Waller?
Dunno.
Cool. He sparked a major backlash after telling TV host Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby that he used government benefits to fund his surgery.
Oh my god, that is a This Morning dream story.
Yeah, it's got that written all over it, hasn't it? I've just clicked an advert for Aldi's.
Trying to think what else that guy. The guy looks more Sorry, like but. He would be on. Oh, what's the vet in Emmerdale? He looks a bit like him.
Oh,
Paddy?
A dingle. Is he a dingle?
Dunno. I don't watch Emmerdale, but I know
no
there's
one's
a vet.
Ever watched Emmerdale. Sorry, I've clicked off the advert now. You don't have to keep filling. I've clicked back on it again. Guys,
oh, Anna,
this is a really bad user experience.
I don't know who else he looks like.
This is a really, really bad user experience. I'm just going to have to...
He looks like...
Keep thinking.
He's quite chubby and he's got a bad haircut. A haircut David Beckham's never had.
Well, he's kind of got a bald head, but then also with... just hair on the top, which is blonde. You'll be glad to hear it. Right, this is really going badly. Can you just give me 1 minute? So, how have you been, Rhiannon? What have you been up to? Anything
what have I
good?
Been up to? No.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Why has it just gone on to an advert? I think we could all use a break when you go on maternity leave.
Yeah.
Just going into my emails to get the link because it's not even letting me just go back now.
Oh, no. Then it so might make you watch a 6 second video before you can read the rest of the article. That is the worst.
It better not. I've just got a circle going on here. Like,
I know
I'm just
what I might do. If you want to see a picture of the guy, you can go log on to our social network.
Oh,
let's do that
good.
Now.
That's very. Oh, no, I'm here now. Let's do it later.
Oh.
Right, okay. We've got it, guys. Just scrolling down to where I was before, not touching the Audi advert. Okay, here we go. Mm. Just scrolling past the advert.
Not touching it.
Gently, gently, ever so gently. Just waiting for it to load. Here we go. Okay. Despite being £30,000 in debt and sofa surfing between friends, he is not giving up on his dream of looking like Brooklyn Beckham.
His dream.
It's costing me a fortune. I'm not working, so I have about 5 sugar daddies, Jack explained.
Oh, God.
That's a car alarm, so that's great. I don't have to do anything intimate with them. I just go out for luxury dinners and attend exclusive events by their side.
Exclusive.
It's a simple transaction. They're not really my friends. That's getting louder, which is weird. Oh, there's a motorbike started up as well. That's great. That's great. Jack said he was forced to leave his home last year because he spent all of his rent on surgery. But he claims being a sugar baby, I've never heard that phrase before, have you?
Yeah, I have. It's horrible.
But he claims being a sugar baby allows him to enjoy the finer things in life. I'm homeless, sofa surfing with friends and family at the moment because I can't afford to live alone.
Yeah.
I was spending all my rent money on my face. My daddies make sure I can afford the surgery and they give me amazing gifts like designer handbags and clothes. I'm always drinking champagne and eating nice food.
Ever thought of putting that on eBay?
Dickhead. Jack is a fan of the vampire facial, blah, blah, blah. Costs around £750. He says it gives my face a Hollywood shine and gets rid of wrinkles. He also gets HD eyebrows every 2 weeks and fillers injected into his jawline.
Men, stop touching your eyebrows.
Yeah, not a good look. He said he's booked in to go to Turkey to have his teeth done soon.
Oh, cause that sounds good.
I want the veneers to be the same shape as Brooklyn's teeth, but dead bright and fake looking. And that's it. Oh, no, it's not. Wait.
What?
Oh, Jack admits his mum is not supportive of his dream. That's so weird. And he has struggled to find genuine friends since his newfound fame. I don't think he's that famous. But when asked if he was happy, he replied, 100%. I spent roughly £9,000 so far on looking like Brooklyn. So he spent £20,000 looking like David.
Yeah.
And now he's spent £9,000 looking like Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And he says the results are amazing. And we say they are not.
I know.
When I look back at myself on this morning, I think I look like Mr. Potato Head from Toy Story.
Oh, that's who he looked like.
Now I'm much more comfortable and people who give me a hard time are just jealous and bitter.
Is there a picture of what he looks like now? He's trying to be Brooklyn.
Yeah, he kind of looks the same, but he's got like curly hair.
Okay.
But pretty much the same.
Yeah.
But like his face looks exactly the same, so I don't know what he's... Like all this money he's spending, it's not really going anywhere.
He should be saving it.
I know. And I think that's it, really, yeah. Mm. So he said he wants to be like Rylan Clark. He wanted to be famous and now he is, so he thinks that's the same.
I love Rylan.
I love Rylan too, but he'd never tried to look
Rylan
like
Rylan would never do this, no.
Okay, well, let's just keep shouting over that car alarm. She's really reminding everyone how unprofessional we are, which is just great.
I've got another great story.
Well, that's great news. That's just great.
It's from our good friend Joe Hoare.
Oh, thanks, Joe Hoare.
I sold my innocent picture to stock image website £50. Now I'm the face of bestiality.
Oh, mate, that is a shame.
Yeah. Posing for any stock photo can be an easy way to earn some extra cash.
You bet.
But you could end up alongside things you would rather not be associated with. Mm-hmm. From bestiality to having a fetish for old obese men.
Oh, no.
It's like that one episode of Friends where Joey ends up.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he ends up.
Is it herpes or something?
Yeah.
Excuse me. The baby's yawning.
That's fine. You carry on.
Now people are sharing cautionary tales of how their seemingly innocent photos end up on the wrong hands. Twitter thread went viral last week after someone claimed they'd been linked to an unexpected campaign. Marley Bennett claimed he was horrified to see his face being used as a warning to male smokers that their addictive habit could lead to impotence.
Oh, no. I mean, it's true, though.
He said, with the benefit of hindsight, accepting his job was definitely a mistake. while Marley does look like the modern the image, he apparently it wasn't actually him, and his friends on Twitter immediately got the joke and reposted the tweet. But it did get real responses from people like Kivaiko, who was surprised to once find his photo and ask about bestiality,
I guess, because it's not best.
No, even though it's B-E-S-T, I think it's beast, isn't it?
Bestiality. Why isn't it just spelt bestiality? Who changed it? Do you think it was just a one-time accident? They were sending it to the dictionary and they just fucked it.
They fucked it up.
Oh, fuck, you had one job, Pete.
Mm. The 36-year-old product manager told us... Peach is making me laugh. The 36-year-old product manager told Sun Online, it was a photo I took for fun with my parents' dog in their backyard four or five years ago.
I mean, though, what photo was it?
No, how it's nice. Look, it's just a picture with the dog licking his head.
He looks like he's got...
Not in a sexy way.
Bestiality written all over him.
Decided to sell it via an app online to make some extra cash.
Can I just... How do you do that? Because I'd like some extra cash.
Via an app online.
So I just have to send...
Get an app online.
Yeah, okay, so it's an app or online.
Yeah.
Gotcha, great.
I was mortified when I saw an article about bestiality. It took me a really long time to tell my friends and family what had happened. I never wanted to be recognised as that guy by people that had read the article. However, he says, really does not regret selling the photo. I love the picture and I enjoy seeing it from time to time on other ads, not just bestiality.
So what other things is that being used for? Dog food?
Well, yeah, it'll be like Getty or something like that, and then anybody can use it.
I'm going to look into this because I could really use some money. Okay. I don't mind if it's for bestiality either.
Don't you?
No, I'm not fussed.
Other people's stock photos have randomly turned up unexpected articles. Mm-hmm. Samantha Oven's modelling shots were originally taken for a campaign on cold and flu medication. However, Samantha, who is gay, was out with her friends when she noticed her face had been used on an article in The Guardian's anonymous sex column.
Uh-huh.
The article was titled, I Fantasise About Group Sex With Old Obese Men.
Oh, God. I mean, that would be... I did used to know a guy who used to... be in the Dear Deirdre comic strip things, actually. And he used to have to pretend to be... Yeah, do you remember those? And it was just
Yeah,
like,
and they were like cartoon, like, with like that. Yeah, I love those.
Someone walked in on their mum and their like best friend having sex or something, and he was one of them. What a good job.
That is a good job.
I'd like to do that job, if anyone's
What's your
interested.
Job? How would you put that on a dating website, you know?
Oh, shit, yeah, it'd be quite difficult to explain. Yeah. So that poor old animal... Animal lover. Mm. Is that your last story?
Yeah.
Oh, blimey. Well, it's great news that the car alarm's still going on, so that's just fantastic. Space aliens turned my wife into a toffee crisp. Which is a shame.
Where did you get this story?
Shh, I can't hear you over the car alarm. Anguished Ray Peters says he's at his wit's end after space aliens zapped his missus with a powerful astro ray, which turned her into a toffee crisp.
I really want a toffee crisp.
I love toffee crisps.
Yeah.
They're great, aren't they? Starving. Ray, who insists there were no problems in his 20-year marriage to Eileen, said he came home on Thursday night to find his wife missing and a mysterious toffee crisp on the kitchen floor of their £2 million five-bedroom house.
Yeah.
The 62-year-old former security firm manager from Brentwood, Essex, I'm sure you're aware of that place, Rhiannon, said, Eileen hates toffee crisps and so do I. There is no way there would have been one in our house. Then it struck me. There have been some weird lights over our house just recently. UFOs, most probably.
Mm.
It all makes perfect sense. Eileen's been turned into a toffee crisp by some aliens with a special ray gun.
Has anybody thought to look for Eileen? That she's not under floorboards somewhere?
She's fine. Former boxing club owner Ray said he worked into the early hours of Friday scrubbing the kitchen floor in case there was any space contamination left by the moon men.
Yeah.
The ex-scrap dealer, he seems to have done a lot of things in his time. Ex-security firm manager, ex-boxing club owner, ex-scrap dealer.
Mm.
He said, I was also forced to roll up the hall carpet and throw it into the sea just right. in case there was any radioactive blowback from the UFO.
I think we understand what might have happened here now.
So just by the way, if there's any CCTV of me chucking a rolled up rug into the sea in Hadley, that explains that. So just in case nice. You're like thinking about what that might be.
Have they DNA tested Toffee Crisp yet?
There has been no talk of DNA yeah. testing. Former freelance lender Ray said, we're due to fly on holiday to Gran Canaria for a fortnight. I would hardly have booked a holiday if I'd been planning to kill her, would I? Not that anyone's mentioned her being killed. She's been turned into a Toffee Crisp by space aliens, yes. A source at Toffee Crisp makers Nestle said, we've got no time for this bollocks. So that is
is that the end of the story?
That's the end of the story. We will never know.
Short and sweet, like a Toffee Crisp.
Very much like a Toffee Crisp. We will never know for sure what happened to poor Eileen.
Well, of course we know. We know what's happened. She got turned into a Toffee Crisp.
Would you eat a Toffee Crisp if you'd known that it had once been an old lady called Eileen?
Depends how hungry I was.
I think I'd eat it, no questions asked. I really fucking like a Toffee Crisp.
You really like them, yeah.
Really fucking like them. Well, what a fantastic episode. Mm. I really feel like you overshadowed some of our great stories, though, with your your big news. But that's fine. We'll take it.
Yeah.
If you would like to see any photos or get in touch with us or do anything with us on our social media, please do get in touch with us. It's at @IRL_UK_podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you search for IRL UK podcast, you'll find us on Facebook. And we will put some photos and videos and whatnot and GIFs and miemias. We'll put some miemias up. And if you want to send Rhiannon any congratulations, we'd love that. Because it's very exciting. It's the first
flowers, time. Flowers, baby grows,
chocolate.
Trams.
I'll take any booze if you need to do that. Mm. If you want to send me any my condolences, because I will be left to do nothing because Rhiannon's selfishly having a baby, then I'd really appreciate your support at this difficult time.
Yeah.
So very exciting episode in the sense that Rhiannon is having a baby. But yeah, just to let you know, we're going to take a little break. But not yet.
We've
got loads more episodes coming up, but... Once, so she's 22 weeks now, so in the next few weeks, I don't really know how babies work. She'll let you know, yeah? She's in charge of her own body.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been great chatting to you. Thanks for listening. Do you want to say goodbye?
Thanks to the guy who set the car alarm
off. That's still going, which is a bit annoying. The motorbike, he could have probably waited for a bit, but no biggie, that's cool. Rhiannon, do you want to say goodbye?
Bye!
Bye!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.